Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, when there was said about me what was said, which I myself was unaware of, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, got up and addressed the people. He recited tashahud, and after glorifying and praising Allah as he deserved, he said, Amma ba'du, now then, O people, give me your opinion regarding those people who made a forged story against my wife. By Allah, I do not know anything bad about her. By Allah, they accused her of being with a man about whom I have never known anything bad, and he never entered my house unless I was present there. And whenever I went on a journey, he went with me. Sa'd bin Mu'adh got up and said, O Allah's Messenger, allow me to chop their heads off. Then a man from Al-Khazraj, Sa'd bin Ubadah, to whom the mother of the poet, Hassan bin Thabit, was a relative, got up and said to Sa'd bin Mu'adh, You have told a lie. By Allah, if those persons were from the Aus tribe, you would not like to chop their heads off. It was probably that some evil would take place between the Aus and the Khazraj in the mosque, and I was unaware of all that. In the evening of that day, I went out for some of my needs, that is, to relieve myself, and Umm Mistah was accompanying me. On our return, Umm Mistah stumbled and said, Let Mistah be ruined. I said to her, O mother, why do you abuse your son? On that, Umm Mistah became silent for a while, and stumbling again, she said, Let Mistah be ruined. I said to her, Why do you abuse your son? She stumbled for the third time and said, Let Mistah be ruined. Whereupon, I rebuked her for that. She said, By Allah, I do not abuse him except because of you. I asked her, concerning what of my affairs? So, she disclosed the whole story to me. I said, Has this really happened? She replied, Yes, by Allah. I returned to my house, astonished and distressed, that I did not know for what purpose I had gone out. Then I came sick, and said to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, Send me to my father's house. So he sent a slave with me. And when I entered the house, I found Umm Ruman, my mother, downstairs, while my father, Abu Bakr, was reciting something upstairs. My mother asked, What has brought you, O my daughter? I informed her and mentioned to her the whole story. But she did not feel it as I did. She said, O my daughter, don't worry much about this matter, for there is never a charming lady loved by her husband who has other wives, but that they feel jealous of her and speak badly of her. But she did not feel about it as I did. I asked her, Does my father know about it? She said, Yes. I asked, Does Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, know about it too? She said, Yes. Allah's Messenger does too. So the tears filled my eyes, and I wept. Abu Bakr, who was reading upstairs, heard my voice and came down and asked my mother, What is the matter with her? She said, She has heard what has been said about her as regards the story of Al-Ifk. On that, Abu Bakr wept and said, I beseech you by Allah, O my daughter, to go back to your home. I went back to my home, and Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had come to my house and asked my maid servant about me, my character. The maid servant said, By Allah, I do not know of any fault or defect in her character except that she sleeps and let the sheep enter her house and eat her dough. On that, some of the Prophet's companions spoke harshly to her and said, Tell the truth to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Finally, they told her of the affair of the slander. She said, Subhanallah. By Allah, I know nothing against her except what goldsmith knows about a piece of pure gold. Then this news reached the man who was accused. And he said, Subhanallah. By Allah, I have never uncovered the private parts of any woman. Later, that man was martyred in Allah's cause. Next morning, my parents came to pay me a visit, and they stayed with me till Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came to me, after he had offered the Asr prayer. He came to me while my parents were sitting around me on my right and my left. He praised and glorified Allah and said, Now then, or Aisha, if you have committed a bad deed, or you have wronged yourself, then repent to Allah, as Allah accepts the repentance from His slaves. An Ansari woman had come and was sitting near the gate. I said to the Prophet, peace be upon him, isn't it improper that you speak in such a way in the presence of this lady? Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, then gave a piece of advice, and I turned to my father and requested him to answer him on my behalf. My father said, what should I say? Then I turned to my mother and asked her to answer him. She said, what should I say? When my parents did not give a reply to the Prophet, peace be upon him, I said, I testify that, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger. And after praising and glorifying Allah as he deserves, I said, now then, by Allah, if I were to tell you that I have not done this evil action, and Allah is a witness that I am telling the truth, that would not be of any use to me on your part, because you people have spoken about it, and your hearts have observed it as truth. And if I were to tell you that I have done this sin, and Allah knows that I have not done it, then you will say, she has confessed her guilt. By Allah, I do not see a suitable example for me, and you accept the example of, I tried to remember Yaqub's, Jacob's name, but couldn't, Yusuf's, Joseph's father, when he said, so for me, patience is most fitting, and it is Allah alone, whose help can be sought against that lie which you describe. At that very hour, the divine revelation came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and we remained silent. Then the revelation was over, and I noticed the signs of happiness on his face while he was removing the sweat from his forehead and saying, have the good tidings, O Aisha. Allah has revealed your innocence. At that time, I was extremely angry. My parents said to me, get up and go to him. I said, by Allah, I will not do it, and will not thank him nor thank either of you, but I will thank Allah, who has revealed my innocence. You have heard this story, but neither of you have denied it, nor you have changed it to defend me. Aisha used to say, but as regards Zainab binti Jahash, the Prophet's wife, Allah protected her because of her piety, so she did not say anything except good about me. But her sister, Hamna, was ruined among those who were ruined. Those who used to speak evil about me were Mistar, Hassan bin Thabit, and the hypocrite Abdullah bin Ubay, who used to spread that news and tempt others to speak of it. And it was he and Hamna who had the greater share therein. Abu Bakr took an oath that he would never do any favor to Mistar at all. Then Allah revealed the divine verse, let not those among you who are blessed with graces and wealth, that is Abu Bakr, swear not to give any sort of help to their kinsmen, al-masakin, the poor, and the poor. Up to, do you not love that Allah should forgive you? And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Quran, chapter 24, verse 22. On that, Abu Bakr said, yes, by Allah, O our Lord, we wish that you should forgive us. So Abu Bakr again started giving to Mistar the expenditure which he used to give him before.